It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. It looks like the state legislature may be making some progress on road funding. Joining us now are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. So, Ken, where have the summer negotiations gotten us?
I don't think they've gotten us anywhere. The legislature set up an expectation that this was going to be the summer to find money to fix the roads, and that really hasn't happened, and we aren't anywhere closer to it than we were at the beginning in the sense of what's the combination of revenue and maybe budget cuts.
What do you think it's going to take to move the needle here?
Well, one of the big challenges is that the Republicans, particularly in the House, have been saying that we need to reprioritize state spending. We've got to make budget cuts, but they really refuse to identify them. And for that position to have any integrity, at least in my opinion, they not only have to identify those cuts, but they should make them themselves. They shouldn't pass those on to some future legislature to make them.
Susan, Republicans are seeking Democratic votes to get a road funding package passed, but the Dems are asking for Republicans to back off the prevailing wage question. Explain what's happening there.
There is currently a petition drive to get rid of the prevailing wage in Michigan. It's backed by business groups, the American Building Contractors in particular. And that is something that Governor Snyder has not been on board with. If this were to go through, the legislature could just go ahead and enact that law, and it doesn't require the governor's signature. Naturally, Democrats and unions are very nervous about this. And so one of the pieces of this road funding deal very well may be to guarantee that that petition drive goes away, because if it makes it to the legislature, chances are it's going to pass very easily.
And are Democrats in a strong position here?
They have some leverage because there are a lot of Republicans who don't want to vote for any kind of a tax increase to fix the roads. So it's looking like Democratic votes are needed. I would expect that Democrats would try and leverage the earned income tax credit not being cut and other painful cuts that seem to be on the table as well.
Switching gears a little bit, a lot of legislative and media attention has been taken up this summer by this scandal that's played out between Republican Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat. And we don't need to rehash the details, but Ken, how does something like this change the dynamics at the Capitol? Is it just a distraction or does it have a larger impact?
I think it's bigger than a distraction because from a leadership perspective, in this case, the House, obviously, the leaders now have to focus time and attention on this issue. The House is talking about putting together a special committee, but you know the leader is now trying to balance the issue of voters elected these people, but the House has rules. The Constitution has various provisions about expelling people, and it just takes time and attention. The leader's meeting a lot with his legal counsel to try to navigate this and not make a mistake. So it's more than just a distraction.
Susan, neither representative has chosen to resign yet. And meanwhile, there's an internal investigation into whether public resources were used to cover up their affair. The House is taking steps towards expulsion for the representatives. It seems like a quiet exit would be a smart tactic. But do you think there are some other calculations being made by these representatives?
Well, at least as far as Todd Corser goes, it seems like just about every other day he issues a very long treatise on Facebook or some audio recording. So clearly he likes the attention, and if he were to resign quietly, certainly he would no longer be getting the attention that I think he's come to crave. For Cindy Gamrat, there was a big expectation that when she held her press conference with her husband at her side that she would go that route. She is not as well. I have to wonder if both of them think they can weather the storm. They're in highly Republican districts. There are Tea Party activists who are supporting them through thick and thin. And maybe they're hoping that this all goes away.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.